Ramsey TV.
I forgot to mention Manfred Jones as another reason to stay in South Florida. Manfred Jones, I interviewed him for one of my MZTV extravaganzas. He moved down here from Jacksonville, and I haven't been to his place yet, but I'm going to get there. I've been a little preoccupied, but there's another reason to move, I should say, to stay in South Florida. This is Martin Zunder. Welcome to MZTV, the few remaining shows I will be broadcasting from the laundry room. The more I think about it, the more I am going to like this move. I mean, I told you God has forced this on me because I like my little ruts. And I think once I get over there, I'm going to realize just how distracting it actually was here. As much as I love everyone in the house, there's commotion constantly. And so, all I want to do is get these books out to you. That requires me typesetting them, a job which I don't like. I've tried to farm it out, unable to do so. So I'm going to have to do it. And so I think this move is part of God telling me, Zunder, this is it. I'm putting you over here and you're going to do this. And the fact that it's more of an expense actually helps me, because I'm thinking that God is really being extravagant here. I mean, to me, it's extravagant. My own bed, my own bathroom, my own refrigerator, this is extravagant. And so this is God saying, don't squander this. Because, you know, I think in the relative, this is God saying, don't squander this. So I'm not going to. So this is going to be great. I want to make a note on yesterday. I talked about God expanding, and that when we are made immortal and taken to the celestial realms, there's going to be no end to everything being new. This seems to us to be incredible. I talked about the end of endings, and that everything, instead of being a sad ending, is going to be a happy beginning. It's going to be a beginning every day, every moment of a new aspect of God. I used to think that when we're snatched away, we're going to get everything, like boom, downloaded everything at once. But I think we will have the mind of Christ, but I don't think that we will become God. We'll become sons of God, just like Jesus Christ is. He was the first. He's the inaugural. But we will have the mind of Christ. But how can we know everything? We can't know everything about God. But I used to think that we would. I used to think we're going to know everything. Boom, one big download, zing, and you've got it. But no. This is just tying up a loose end from yesterday. I now think that God is going to expand. I picture it like a cloud that keeps just billowing and billowing and going and going. And you know, when you look into the micro world with a microscope, they make more powerful microscopes. And the more you look down, down, down into the smallest tiny thing, the more you realize it keeps going. We haven't found the end of it yet. You think you find the cell. That's the smallest building block of life. Then you find, there are parts of the cell. There's the protoplasm. There's the mitochondria. There's the cell wall. There's the nucleus. And so you get into parts. How can there be a part of a smallest part? Exactly. It keeps going. Then we find the atomic structure. Atom can't get smaller than that. Yeah, but isn't the atom consist of protons, electrons, and neutrons? Oh, geez. Looks like the atom goes in. I wonder, keeps going down and in. I wonder what a proton looks like. Keep digging into the proton and you find other stuff. If we could, we'd find other stuff. So there's no end to the micro world. You can't go down, 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 down and find the end of it. We never have found the end of it. This is an indication, ladies and gentlemen, that we will continue to expand, because we see evidence of it already. And then we take the telescopes out. The Hubble telescope. Ooh, polished glass, the Hubble telescope. This is the best. And yes, we see amazing things, but the more we look, the more it keeps going. It's not like the Truman Show where you end up at this wall and that's it. So it's continuously, this seems impossible to us. Just to consider like 1,000 years, just consider a basic time period. It seems like a long time to us. No. Let me say 100,000 years. That's more like it. 100,000 years. How could every moment possibly be a new revelation and a deeper dig into God and the mind of God? This is why, because the mind of God is infinite. And 100,000 years isn't even close to infinite. It doesn't approach infinite. Neither does 100 million years approach infinity. How could it possibly keep going? So there is going to be no end. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. This is the closest I think I've ever come to the question, what will we be doing in heaven? We know that Paul says we'll be reconciling the universe to God. Yeah, but I think we've thought of that as the ceiling. I don't think it is. I think it's just the barest thing Paul has given us as to what we will be doing. But it's so much more. And what is more is the discovery of who God is. This almost begs the question, is the Son of God continuing to discover the depths of God? That's a hell of a question. I don't know. But God has already given us an indication of his depth, of his variations. I mean, look at creation. Put the kitten next to the elephant. Kitten, elephant. I mean, they both have four legs, they both have ears, they both have eyes, they both have noses. Elephant's nose is a little longer. But this is God just playing around. He's playing around, having fun. This stuff just flew off his fingertips. That's nothing. He did that in a day. In a day, he made the entire animal creation. Probably what it sounded like. Woo. Unbelievable. This is what we're going to be discovering. And you dare speak of boring? You dare speak of what are we going to do with all that time? Oh, you're going to be embarrassed about that question. Now, on to suicide. Yes, on to suicide. I had a friend call me on Monday who told me, this friend first said, my time is short. I said, what do you mean your time is short? Well, I'm going to kill myself on Wednesday. My friend relayed this to me with joy in the heart, with a lightness and a brightness and a reveling that scared me. I mean, my stomach did a flip. I know this person well, and I love this person. And this person described the technique with such ease and such joy that I knew that this was no longer someone thinking about suicide, but someone who was going to do it Wednesday afternoon. of this week. What's today? You're listening to this on Thursday. This person who is a member of the body of Christ, do not think that members of the body of Christ are immune to these thoughts, and do not think that there have never been any members of the body of Christ who have committed suicide, because there have been, and there will, well, I don't think there will continue to be. I think everyone in the body of Christ now will remain alive to the snatching away. That's just my instinct. I got nothing to base it on, okay? Yes, we're afflicted. And I totally respected what this person was telling me. I said, I understand your situation, and this person is in a situation that if I were to tell it to you, I'm not going to. If I were to tell it to you, you would say, oh, yeah, So you're going to do the carbon monoxide thing? Take a few pills first. Yeah, I get it. Take a few pills, fall asleep, get in your car, tape up all the spaces under the garage door, start the car. I see. I understand. I would not stop this person physically from doing that. Were I in the vicinity, I would not grab this person. I would not tie this person to a chair. I would say, bon voyage. But not without some scriptural information. Along that line, this person asked me, Martin, what do I stand to lose if I do this? And I'm like, think, Sender, think. It wasn't hard. I went to 2 Timothy 2:12, which says, if we are enduring, we shall be reigning together also. I've gone through this passage many times with you. It talks about if we deny Christ, he can't deny us because he can't deny his own body. That passage is telling us that nothing we can do can get us out of the body of Christ. But here is something different. Above and beyond your basic salvation, your basic Aeonian life is ruling and reigning with Christ. 2 Timothy 2:12 specifically says, if we are enduring, we shall be reigning also. This is above and beyond salvation. This is what Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 2 or chapter 3. Read both chapters. You'll find it when he says, I'm stretching ahead toward the high calling in Christ Jesus. The high calling. What's the high calling? What the heck is a high calling? It is above and beyond salvation. It is ruling and reigning with Christ. Aristocracy. Governance. Some of us are appointed to it, some of us aren't. This person of whom I am speaking has creds. This person has a collection of acts where this person suffered evil with the evangel, taking the evangel to friends, loved ones, relatives. And so this person has done things that would qualify as suffering evil with the evangel and working toward a wreath of righteousness. But I had to tell my friend and our fellow member of the body of Christ, if you do this, and look, I don't blame you for thinking about it. I don't blame you if you do it. If you do this, though, if you do this, you would not be enduring, and therefore you will forfeit your place of reigning in the body of Christ. And the first word this person said was, shit. Shit. B. because God has put in this individual a longing for everything that God offers, everything that Christ would have. And that was the end of it. That was the end of it. Can't do it now. Shit. Because this person said, I have put too much into this fight. I put too much into this faith to not collect now. I said, good. Because my life and this world wouldn't be the same without you in it. I didn't save this person. Paul did. 2 Timothy 2:12 did. The Spirit of God did. I quoted another passage to our fellow member of the body of Christ that God is called the God of endurance. A very strange phrase, the God of endurance. Does God need to endure? No. God has no struggle to survive, to exist, to keep going. Then what or who is the God of endurance? The God of endurance, I realize now, is the God who gives the gift of endurance. What is endurance? It's simple. It's inelegant, but it's simple. The Greek elements are under, remain. Two-part Greek word, under, remain. That is to remain under. Someone who is enduring. All they're doing is remaining under the weight of mortality, under the weight of sickness, under the weight of pain, under the weight of persecution, remaining under it. Not singing, not dancing, not outwardly praising the Lord, but simply enduring. And it is those who endure all these things for the sake of Christ. Because to live is Christ. It is these who will experience a better resurrection. Above and beyond aeonian life. Above and beyond membership in Christ's body. To be a part of Christ that shall administer the kingdom, the celestial kingdom. None of us know exactly what that is, but it is out there, and it is for us. We who are enduring to the end.